Hello, and welcome to Dirty Lazy Girl, a podcast that believes rules are made to be broken.
And you don't have to be perfect to be successful. Hello, I'm Stephanie Laska, best-selling author of the book series Dirty Lazy Keto. And this here is my best friend and dog walking partner of 8 years.
I'm Dr. Tamara Snezik, professor of sociology, but you might also call me the Dirty Lazy Consigliere, as I was the very first friend, number one, to sign up for the Dirty Lazy Facebook support group, which is now over 150,000 members, Stephanie. Woo-woo!
Woo! That's what I'm talking about.
Welcome to the Dirty Lazy Girl Podcast.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/dirtylazygirl. Over 180,000 titles to choose from.
Hey, Tamara, have you heard about the new movie coming out about constipation?
No. What's it called?
Oh, you haven't? Oh, that's because it's not out yet.
Oh God.
Today's episode, friends, is a little bit about potty humor and a little bit serious. We're going to be talking about poop. Why?
Poop, poop, poop.
Why? Because we give a crap.
Ba-dump-bump.
Ba-dump-bump. Seriously, though, sometimes poop and poop issues can get in the way of your path to success in life. And as Dirty Lazy Girls, we want to help you uncover reasons why you might be struggling. And also, we just don't want you stepping in any piles of number two.
Exactly.
So, Tamara, let's dive into it. Can poop get in the way of your success?
I think it can. I think it actually keeps some people, like, held back from, you know, doing what they want to do. I mean, if you have diarrhea, I'm serious, you fear going places or going for too long, or do they have bathrooms? And, you know, what happens if I don't find a bathroom? I mean, it can be like really, really embarrassing.
For sure.
So I think
Not even just work and social situations, but just your whole quality of life.
Yeah.
If you're always stressed about your poop.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. And if you're feeling the side effects of that, like bloating and cramping and all those things that go along with, you know, not pooping well. It's really uncomfortable.
It's uncomfortable. It's painful. Your whole schedule might be even thrown off.
Yes.
I know when you're traveling or running a race or even on an airplane, you might be freaking out the whole time. Like, yes. I need to poop, and when am I going to do it?
Yes. And then, and you don't want it. Like, I know when I go to the, you know, outdoor events, like, I don't want to use those porta potties.
Nobody does.
And so I'm sitting there, like, fretting about it. Oh, my God, I better go before I go. And all this pressure to go to the bathroom.
Pressure. Literally.
Yes.
Well, it takes up a lot of mental space our anxiety and our worry.
Yes.
And who needs that, really?
Nobody needs that. It's you know, we need to get over that and, you know, find a way where we don't have to constantly use mental space for that.
Well, I just have to tell you, I think the reason why no one talks about this is there's so much shame and embarrassment.
Yes. Even though it's natural and we do it every day.
We all do it.
We should be
Everybody
able to
poops.
Talk, yeah. We should be able to talk about it.
Well, I know in my own family, and they're going to be really excited that I'm sharing this story, but I'm going to go ahead and do it, Tamara,
because you go for it.
We are all about openness today. But there was a time, a long time ago, I swear to you, my entire family thought we were going to die because in one single day, all of us had fluorescent blue poop.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And no one was talking about it. Individually, we were all having this situation, but it wasn't until much later in the day when we all were so scared, we finally talked about
Somebody
it.
Somebody confessed, and then you're all
we
like...
We had the purple, the blue poop confession. This is all pre-keto, of course. But we all finally brought it to light and realized we had all eaten a birthday cake the day before with a bright blue Superman frosting. So anyway, I just want to say my family's come a long way since then. But to encourage our conversations about our health and about our poop, we even came up with a fun name in my family, and we now talk about it. We say doodling. Instead of poop, we say doodle.
Hey, whatever makes it easier to talk about.
So we're going to talk about doodling today.
I'm sorry. I would have freaked out over the neon blue poop.
I know, right? Like Superman blue poop.
I know. Well, I've had some freakouts about pooping, too, but one experience that I can share was it was just before I was going to run my first half marathon, and a girlfriend, well-meaning girlfriend, was giving me advice. She had just run one, and she said, "Oh, but it was horrible because at the very end of the race, I lost control of my bowels."
Oh,
and
no.
I was like, what?
Okay, now you're being all scientifical over there, but what are you really trying to say happened to your friend?
She had leakage, poop leakage, brown.
She pooped herself?
Yes, she did.
Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, and it ran down her leg.
Okay, it was public pooping.
It was public accidental leakage down her leg at the finish line.
That's horrible.
And she was mortified.
Yeah.
Well, Stephanie, that sent me into a total tailspin.
What happened?
I wasn't going to run. I couldn't stop obsessively worrying then. Oh, my God, I can't run a marathon and poop myself.
You didn't want to poop yourself?
Oh, my God. I mean, I was already worried about 20 other things, like just being able to crawl over the line, you know, looking all gross and sweaty and horrible. I did not need the poop worry. So I was so paranoid, I decided I was going to run with a giant maxi pad, except pushed way back there. So
we're going all in today, people. We've just heard Tamara's deepest, darkest secret.
But let me tell you, that is not a comfortable way to run. It was terrible. It was terrible. And I was fine. It turned out I was fine. And let's see, I've done 8 half marathons since then. And it's never, ever happened. And I since learned you have to be paying attention to what your body, what food your body likes or doesn't like when you're running long runs. And that's just something I learned that you do in your practice. So before a race, you don't just try a new food, which is probably what she did, right? You only stick with the stuff that you've run with before and you know don't bother your stomach.
Well, we are going to take a deep dive into this very complicated, crappy situation. But Tamara, first, let's take a short break.
Okay.
For you, the listeners of the Dirty Lazy Girl podcast, Audible is offering a free audio book download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. I personally recommend that you try to download Small Fry by Lisa Brennan Jobs. I thought it was terrific. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/dirtylazygirl. Again, that's audibletrial.com/dirtylazygirl for your free audiobook.
Okay, Stephanie. Let's get into some strategies for making pooping not stink. Ha 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 ha. But first, a disclaimer. Neither of us are physicians, so our advice should not be substituted for advice from your doctor.
So if you're concerned about any irregularities or any concerns, please don't use us as your medical advice.
Yes.
Call your physician.
Yes. Okay. So we want to talk strategies, but really, honestly, Stephanie, how do we even know if we have abnormal poop? Maybe it's normal and we just don't know it.
I love that question because I did extensive research on the internet, which is super scary, the things that I have a look at.
I can't
imagine.
The things
I do in the name of the podcast, people. But I uncovered this very helpful chart. It's called the Bristol Stool Chart. I've included a copy of the chart in the show notes on the website, dirtylazyketo.com, so you can go to that and refer to the pictures for your personal enjoyment.
So you can actually see pictures of poop and what they're supposed to look like?
Yes, and there's 7 stages, 1 through 7, mm-hmm. and ideally your poop should look like types 3 and 4. So look at the chart, look at types 3 and 4, that's your goal. I might even print this out and put it in my bathroom.
I know, seriously.
Yes. It's really helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No one tells you what it's
supposed to. Nobody's ever told me what my poop should look like.
No.
Until today.
And the chart isn't gross. They're like claymation, so it's not like real poop.
It's not too creepy.
Yeah.
I can handle it.
Okay, so what if we're on the chart there in the runny stages, which is what, 6 or 7 or 8 on there? Seven or eight? Yeah.
So kind of at the end of the, the chart.
Basically where there's no shape to it.
That's
which is
not
scary.
Good.
No.
Yeah, we don't want that.
What do we do?
Well, you know what? Something I've uncovered just in leaving the Dirty Lazy Keto Facebook group, because this question comes up a lot when people start a diet change in general. Yeah. People get a shock to the system.
Any diet. Really.
Any diet.
Yeah. Vegan. You go vegan. Oh, I went vegan. Oh, I had some major reactions.
Yeah. Whenever you change your eating habits, like dramatically, your poop is going to change as a result.
Yes.
And I think that's surprising to some people.
Yeah. Yeah. And it shouldn't be. We should expect it.
Whatever you're doing differently in the intake is going to look different in the outtake.
And sometimes it goes back to normal. Sometimes your body just reacts because it's new.
You might need some time to adjust.
Yeah. Just like I said, I was vegan and it took maybe a week of kind of weirdness and irregularity. And then all of a sudden my body said, okay, I've adjusted.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's just give it a little time. Yeah. It also might be, and you can help me out with this, Stephanie, because I think you've had some experience with this, but when it's runny, can't that be a sign there's too much fat in your diet?
Well, totally what happens when you have a lot of fat in your meal, your colon and your small intestine usually react by overproducing water, and that can lead to runny stools.
Okay.
We're trying to be all fancy with our stool word, but basically that means diarrhea.
Yeah.
Like undigested fat,
extra
water in the colon equals diarrhea.
Yeah.
So as a quick fix to that, cut back on the fat a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. And some fats are, I think, worse than others, like that MTE oil, right?
Definitely the MCT oil.
Oh, MCT.
It's okay.
MIT.
The MIT MCT LMNOP oil. Yes. You know what? That's probably the biggest culprit people will ask about in the support group is they'll start keto. They think they have to use MCT oil. They squirt it all over the place. And then they're like having explosive diarrhea.
Yeah.
So cut back on the MCT oil or eliminate it. You don't need it to lose weight.
You know, another thing, Stephanie, that could be going on is your medication. Actually, that just doesn't make you have diarrhea, but can it make you have constipation as well, depending on the medication?
There's a lot of things that can go wrong with your medication. So if you're having runny poop or diarrhea, check, are you taking antibiotics?
Yeah.
Are you having a thyroid issue?
Yeah.
But look into it.
Yeah. And
don't just make assumptions.
Go look at the side effects on the bottle. And I've heard the side effects can happen at any time, even if you've already been taking it for weeks and weeks. So check your medications.
And sometimes it's not just the prescribed ones, but also over the counter.
Yeah.
A lot of people will take magnesium supplements and things they think are just super healthy. I'm going to be just fine.
Yeah.
But without the advice of your doctor, that could also be causing loose stools.
Oh, yeah. And like iron can cause constipation. I know that.
You're jumping ahead.
I'm sorry. So, okay. What else can we, how can we get rid of runny poop?
Well, one thing that's very helpful is probiobiotics.
Yeah.
And what kind of foods are those,
by the way,
so I know.
People who don't know.
Well, tell us.
Well, okay, I know sauerkraut, yogurt, like pickled things, any kind of pickle or pickled vegetable, like sauerkraut.
And they need to be the fermented kind.
Yeah.
So not just the jar and the main aisle of the store, but generally they're in the refrigerated section of your grocery store.
Yes.
And so probiotics are strain-specific, like a carbohydrate that's good for the healthy bacteria of the gut.
Like your stomach really likes it.
They love it. It keeps your gut nice and healthy.
Yeah, both. But for both diarrhea and constipation, you can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That helps. And using, dairy and things like that, like Tamara mentioned, are really helpful for a healthy gut.
Yes. And another thing you might think about doing is cutting back on your caffeine or alcohol, because those things.
Dang. Who invited you to the party?
I know. Sorry. I've been the downer. That sucks. But, temporarily, you might want to cut back until you get your stomach
No,
in
for
the
sure.
Right
I'm
place.
Joking. But, alcohol for sure. It can loosen the bowels or excessive caffeine, or people that drink the Bang drinks or the energy Red Bull type stuff.
Yes.
All that like flooding the system of caffeine can cause a loose
and
bowel situation.
Other stuff that's in it, Lord knows.
Right. So full confession, I do drink them. And they are fabulous. So whatever. Yeah. Whatever. I'll suffer the consequences.
Yes. Although.
Just it helps to know why.
Yes.
Yeah.
And speaking of drinks too, a good thing to drink, especially if you have diarrhea, is sports drinks.
For sure. Tell me why.
Yeah. Because it's not necessarily a cure, but you lose a lot of electrolytes when you have diarrhea because you're dehydrated. So stay hydrated, and especially you might do the sports drinks just to get you.
And it's the electrolytes inside the sport drinks that can also help balance your system again, rehydration.
Yes.
You know, I was just thinking of one more because we were talking about the MCT LMNOP oil. We're being funny, MCT oil. Yeah. But there's another thing that comes up a lot with, everybody loves sugar-free candy.
Oh,
you think, I can have these little sugar-free gummy bears. And then you're like eating 50 of them.
Yes.
Those are the worst.
Yeah. It's probably okay if you eat just one, but who does that?
Nobody. No. Not me. Especially those like sugar-free Brussels Stover candies. Yes. Oh.
Yeah.
You'll do that once and then never again.
You will be on the pot.
Yeah. So sugar-free candies, artificial sweeteners, they affect everyone differently.
Yeah.
Some people don't have a problem, but something to look at if you are having diarrhea.
Yeah. Well, what about constipation?
Mm.
Yeah, when you can't go.
That's not fun.
No, it's not. No. It can be painful. You can have like hemorrhoids from that.
Oh, it's awful. I think after I had surgery, you know, they don't tell you about this when you're discharged from the hospital about the effects of the medication.
Yeah.
You can be like not pooping for a week.
Yeah.
As a result of all that stuff they give you.
Yes.
And after having a baby.
So you think something's wrong.
Yeah. You think you're going to die. And then when it finally is time to poop, you feel like you're going to die.
Yes.
It's horrible.
Yes. And it looks really weird too.
Oh, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Well, how can we fix that? What are some solutions from the Dirty Lazy Girl podcast, Tamara host? I want to hear what you do.
Well, you know, we're talking about drinks with diarrhea.
Drink
but
that.
Also, if constipation could mean that you're not drinking enough either, like dehydration. So definitely increase your water for sure. And sports drinks, actually, that would help too. Either one. So up your, you know, intake of fluids.
The water is the biggest one. I know. And it's non-caffeinated water.
Yeah.
So if you're dehydrated, that's going to cause your poop to really not be the best shape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And speaking of caffeine, I think that's also a good, like you avoid it when you have a diarrhea, but you might want to run towards it when you're constipated.
Run toward the caffeine,
people. I mean, how many of us have our morning coffee and boom.
Boom.
Then your morning constitution.
Boom. Literally.
Yes.
Boom.
Yes, it's great.
Or you can combine that morning cup of coffee with some yogurt.
Oh,
that's what I do.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Probiotic.
Probiotic yogurt with the caffeine in my coffee, and I'm ready to go.
You are all set.
I got the plan.
You do. Another thing that might be going on is too little fiber.
Yes.
And is it the opposite true for diarrhea? Too much fiber? Is there such thing as too much fiber?
Well, that is so interesting that you asked, because I had to do a deep investigation into fiber. Because, you know, it's confusing because there's two different types of fiber and they don't really talk about this much.
No.
Everybody says eat fiber and you're like, okay. You know, and then you're eating like chia seeds and almond flour and, you know, nuts and all these things like xanthan gum and your soups or Quest protein bars. And you think you should be fine. But really, it's the other kind of fiber that you're lacking.
What kind is that?
So it's soluble fiber.
Okay.
So not insoluble fiber.
How do we know if it's soluble? Like what is soluble
things? So soluble fiber is going to turn to mush when it gets into your system, when it's added with water. And soluble fiber is from vegetables. Nobody wants to eat vegetables.
No.
Nobody. Who wants to eat a Quest protein bar or a freaking stalk of celery?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true. But vegetables are the answer to life, it seems.
They really are. I'm so sorry to tell our listeners that the vegetables will help the constipation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like cut back on the chia seeds and the nuts and the almond flour desserts and increase the green leafy vegetables like spinach and cabbage, blueberries, and fruit. Some of the fruits, too, are helpful.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, didn't our grandmas eat prunes?
Yes.
That was, like, the solution to
constipation.
I think it still works.
Yeah.
Or juices, although you get a ton of calorie in the juices, so if that's what you're looking at, you can just eat the whole fruit.
It depends on what, you know, lifestyle you're into.
That's exactly
for sure.
Right.
But the vegetables in general are going to be really helpful.
Okay.
You know, it's funny you mentioned your grandmother, or not your grandmother, but in general.
Yeah, it was my grandmother.
But I was trying not to throw her under the bus. But you know what? Our, like, previous generation, they used to do a lot of things like laxatives and diet pills and all these kind of questionable shortcuts.
Yes.
Tamara, do we recommend that?
No. And, you know, laxatives is a quick magic fix, and it's not. It can be highly addictive. It's not very, it's hard on your system, actually. I don't recommend it.
I don't recommend it either.
I mean, if you do, make sure it's something you're, you know, you work with your doctor on it, because it's not,
it's not something to mess around with.
No, try natural solutions.
Natural
first.
Things like walking.
Yes.
When I had a surgery and I was all bound up, my doctor was like, drink boatloads of water and go for lots of long walks.
Yes.
And that'll get things moving.
Exercise is also exercise. The answer to life.
Exercise and vegetables, yes. My friends.
We have the answer.
We'll cure all of your problems.
Yes. And constipation, as we mentioned before, can be from medication, so check that. And also, I think what I'll end with is that stress can affect both things. Stress can affect
everything.
Aspect of your digestion.
For
from,
sure.
From not chewing it well all the way down to how it comes out.
Right.
So keeping our stress under control is super important.
Very important.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I was going to share this earlier, but I didn't have enough courage.
Oh.
I just have to tell you guys, do you remember Olean from like 20 years ago? Oh, it was like supposed to be a magic ingredient.
The fat substitute.
Remember that?
Yes, I do.
There's always some kind of food out there, listeners, that you think is going to be the answer
yes.
to all of your problems.
Yes.
And all of our younger listeners don't know what I'm talking about. But they had this Doritos out with Olean as a fat
yes.
substitute.
Yes.
And I swear, Tamara, they tasted so good. I ate the whole bag. I thought,
oh, no.
This is amazing. I can
yeah.
eat Doritos because I was on some kind
yeah.
of Weight Watchers or
right.
some kind of diet plan like 100 years ago.
Because back then, fat was evil.
Yeah, back then, fat was evil.
Yeah.
And so I ate the whole bag of
oh, no.
Doritos with Olean, and it was oh. not pretty.
Yeah, I heard explosive diarrhea was,
it was
one
terrible.
Of the side effects. Oh, I'm sorry.
So just all of our listeners, be aware
yeah.
of all these like magic potions out there
yeah.
and weird foods that you think
yeah.
are going to cure your
yeah.
ailments, because they
mean,
probably aren't.
No, and those are far from nature. The closer to nature, usually the better.
So boring.
Huh? Yeah, it is boring.
All of our answers are like, drink your water, eat your vegetables.
And but exercise.
Exercise, get rid of the gummy bears and the sugar-free yada yadas. We're so boring.
Well, hey, listeners, maybe you have some great solutions for us. Why don't you let us know what's your scoop on the poop? Send your ideas to Stephanie at DirtyLazyKeto.com. Or via Facebook or Instagram at Dirty Lazy Keto. You can also leave us a voicemail.
Fancy.
I know. We're taking
phone
calls.
We have a phone, number,
call.
People.
Call us at 802-58-KETO-6. That's 802-58-KETO-6. Your comment or question could be featured on an upcoming episode.
Okay, Tamara, it's time for our favorite segment. Let's wrap up by sharing a favorite Dirty Lazy Girl hack for healthy bowel movements. Yes, I really did just say that. Bowel movements. So I'll start. My favorite hack for a healthy bowel movement, I call it my Disney Fast Pass. Okay, now what does that mean, you wonder?
Yes, what is that?
What is the Disney Fast Pass? You know, I'm all about trying to make eating vegetables more fun
mm-hmm.
because that makes me not so angry.
Yeah.
And I like to eat a full ear of celery every day
wow.
in the morning. I'm
wow.
not joking.
I'm
full
impressed.
Ear, people. That's the whole thing.
And that has lots of water in it, by
it's
the way.
It's fabulous.
Yeah.
And it, why I call it my Disney Fast Pass is it gets me to the front of the line to eating normal food for the rest of the day.
Nice.
It's like I cut the line, and I'm ready to feel full. It curbs my appetite, but in addition, it helps me stay quite regular.
Nice.
What's
perfect.
Yours?
Well, mine is don't be anal retentive, literally.
Okay.
I thought, I mean, you got to relax your sphincter muscle. Can't
sphincter?
Believe I sphincter.
Relax the sphincter.
Yes. Okay. And this is embarrassing to admit, too, is that sometimes I have trouble relaxing and going. And it's all just like I'm anxious, and especially at the end of the day. So my hack is to do things to relax while you're on the toilet, like deep breathing. But if breathing isn't your thing, I've heard those squatty potties. I don't know if you heard of those. And if you don't have a squatty potty, you can just put two stacks of books on each side to lift your legs up. And that supposedly relaxes your muscles and lets you have a good poop.
Well, thank you for listening. I hope that all of our listeners will start to have type 3 and type 4 stools, that they'll have a lovely S or C shape to their poops going forward based on our lovely tips. But ultimately, the big picture, listeners, is don't let a crappy situation get worse. Don't be embarrassed about your struggles. Pooping issues shouldn't get in your way. You have amazing goals to achieve in your life. So get out of the bathroom and make those dreams come true.
Thanks for joining us on another Dirty Lazy Girl podcast.
Be sure to subscribe and then tell a friend. You can help other Dirty Lazy Girls join in our conversation by rating and reviewing our podcast wherever you're currently listening to your podcasts.
You can get in touch with us on the website dirtylazyketo.com or email us at stephanie@dirtylazyketo.com. Until next time, I'm Tamara Snezek.
And I'm Stephanie Laska.
Go forth and live your best Dirty Lazy Girl life.
And remember, you don't have to be perfect to be successful. Until next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.